Hey, what's up? Andrew Kramer here for VideoCopilot.net. Now, in this tutorial, I'm going to show you how to create an Earth zoom like this. Okay, so as you can see, we go from San Francisco all the way out to space. Now, if you want to create this effect at home, here's what you need. You need a weather balloon or a small hot air balloon, a video camera, and some fishing string. And what you want to do is attach the video camera to the bottom of the balloon and make sure it's pointing down. Then you tie the fishing string to the weather balloon and let it go up into space. Now, you do need about 10,000 miles of fishing string, but once the string gets tight, that way you know it's all the way in space, then go ahead and pull the string down. Now, make sure you hit record because I tried it a few times and I forgot to record the first one. But now, if you want to create this effect in After Effects, create a new composition called Earth Zoom, and all these settings should work well. And what I have here is a San Francisco Photoshop file broken up into different zoom levels. Now, the reason it's broken up is because if you take one large image that's super high resolution like this, After Effects won't be able to handle it. And it'll be really, really slow to render. So what we're going to do is take these layers and drag them into the comp. And we want the closest one on top and the furthest away on the bottom. And we'll also take this Earth and we'll put this on the bottom. Okay, so what we need to do is link the layers together. So we're going to shut them all off except the top two. And what we'll do is bring the opacity down to 50. And as you can see, layer number two shows through. And what we need to do is scale down layer number one to align with layer number two. Okay, so that looks pretty good. And what we're going to do next is parent layer number one to layer number two. And that way, if we scale down layer number two, layer number one stays connected because the parent is connected to layer two. And we basically need to go down the line and apply that to all of the layers. So we'll shut off layer number one, turn on layer number three, scale down layer number two, and align it. Let's see here. Okay, so that looks pretty good. As you can see, that's aligned to layer number three. And again, we'll parent layer number two to layer number three, and then shut off layer number two. Then we'll turn on layer number four, bring the opacity down to 50 of layer three, and again, scale it down to align. And you can just use the various landmarks and geography to, you know, make the alignment pretty close. Okay, that looks pretty close. And we'll take layer three and parent it to layer four. Turn on layer five, opacity down for layer four. And basically, you just need to kind of go through here and line it up. So this is the fun part, I guess. And you know, the closer the better, but honestly, if it's not perfect, it'll still look pretty good. So okay, we'll parent layer 4 to layer 5, shut off layer 4, turn on layer 6, opacity down 50% for layer 5, and then we'll scale it down. Okay, that looks pretty good. And now we'll parent layer 5 to layer 6, shut off layer 5, turn on layer 7, and we'll scale down layer 6 to align. And if we bring the opacity down, we could kind of see Now, in some cases, you may need to rotate the layer in order to get it to align properly. And that's okay because everything is parented together. So if you need to, feel free. Okay, that looks pretty good. And again, we'll take layer 6, parent it to layer 7, shut off 6. Now we'll turn on layer 8 and we'll scale down layer 7. And if we bring the opacity down. Now this looks a little tricky, but I think we can do it. Let's see. I need to rotate this a little bit. Okay, that looks pretty good, and we'll parent layer 7 to layer 8. Okay, so now all the layers are connected. So let's turn the eye switch on for all of them. Select all of the layers, hit the letter T, and we're going to bring the opacity back up to 100. So if you change one of the 50% to 100, they'll all change. And then we're going to select all of the layers and change the parent to none. So this is temporarily going to disconnect them. So be careful, don't move any of them at this point. Then if we take all of the layers, but layer number 1, we'll parent it to that layer. And then if we take this layer and change the scale to 100, you can basically see now that all the layers have scaled up. And if we scale downward, you can see all the layers are basically connected. Now, the reason why we're going to parent them to layer 1 is because it's a lot easier to work with the scale value of, you know, 0 to 100 rather than, you know, whatever this is, 3 million range. Because if you change it a few thousand, you know, nothing even happens. So by using the parent function, you can control it all using a nice, you know, 100% slider. However, we do need to set this up. So if we bring up the title action safe. Then if we take layer number 1, we can position it where we want to zoom in to or from. And there's a little hole on the top of this building, and we'll align those crosshairs. Then with the layer selected, we'll take the pan behind tool, which allows us to move the anchor point of the layer. And the anchor point is, you know, the pivot point where the layer scales to. And what we'll do is make sure that these are aligned very close to that point. Okay, so now that that is aligned, what we can do is set the scale from 100%, you know, over 6 seconds, and down to 0.0005. And that way, we'll go all the way from street level all the way out to space. And That is the main part of this whole tutorial. So now that we have that out of the way, we can start getting on to the next step. Now, as you can see, it kind of scales up pretty rapidly at the end. It goes kind of slow, and then all of a sudden, really fast. Now, the reason for this is because the scale function is linear. And the way that a camera would, you know, zoom out of something would look more exponential. So to get the exponential look, we select both of the keyframes, right-click, choose, if I move this up here, right-click, choose Keyframe Assistant, Exponential Scale. And that's only available in the professional version of After Effects, but it will essentially make your zoom perfect. And if we look at the graph, you can see we have a perfect exponential scale. Okay. So now what we need to do is fix up the layers so that they blend together a little bit better, because obviously this isn't looking too good. So to do that, what we're going to do is just kind of go through here, and we have this layer too. We have some water spilling off there. It does not look too good. So we're going to fix that. First, select all the layers, and we'll change the color to gold so we can just see it a little bit better. Now, with layer 1, layer 2 selected, we'll take the elliptical mask tool and double-click on it. And if you just click, you can switch between those. And that will add an elliptical mask. And if we hit MM on the keyboard, we can change the feather to 250 and the expansion to -250. And that way, the layer just blends over top the layer beneath it, and that way you can't see any sharp edges. Then we'll kind of go through the animation. Again, we have layer 3. Double click on the elliptical mask tool, MM, set it to 250, negative 250, and that works well. And again, we'll just kind of go through the animation. Again, we have this here. We'll double click on the elliptical mask tool, MM, 250, negative 250. A lot of procedure in this tutorial, so we'll get through it. Keep going. Again, double click, MM, 250, negative 250. Okay, good. And we'll keep going through here. All right, we have this one. Double click, MM, 250, negative 250. And for this one, what we can do is bring this color in, because we're getting some discoloration on the ocean. So if we just kind of bring the mask in, we can sort of hide some of that. So that looks pretty good. And other than that, we'll kind of keep going through. All right, this is not looking too great. So double click, MM, 250, negative 250. So again, what we want to do is just kind of align this a little bit better. And the other thing we can do is actually color correct this to match up. So we bring the mask points in just because we want to see the shading of the Earth. But this blue is not quite the blue around it. So if we choose effect, color correction, I don't know, hue and saturation, just kind of desaturate it just a little bit. And that way it just blends a little bit nicer. But other than that, let's take a look here. All right, I'd say that looks pretty good. And of course, you can go through there and, you know, refine it as needed. Let's go ahead and make that rotation that you see. I'm going to create a new null object. Now, a null object isn't really a layer. It's more of a helper. It just helps you, you know, offset things without actually changing the values of the layer itself. So in this case, we already have some scale parameters set up. So what we're going to do is parent layer number 2 now to the null. And we'll call the null rotation. And then if we take the rotation and hit R, we can see the rotation, and we'll set a keyframe. We'll move forward to the end and set another. Then if we go to the very, and we want to kind of line these so that the animation lasts the appropriate time. And if we go to the beginning, we want to actually set this to 180 degrees. And that way, it zooms out and spins. And this helps for a few reasons. One, it makes it look cooler. And number 2, it kind of hides some of the imperfections, which is kind of nice. So we can set it to 180, but also you can see that this isn't aligned. So if we just kind of offset the rotation, we can just make a straighter line, you know, so that it just looks a little bit cleaner. Okay, so it zooms out and to space. Now, we do want the rotation to start a little bit later, so we'll just move the keyframe over so that it zooms out, then it begins to rotate. And also, we want to select the keyframes and hit F9, and that way it's kind of a smooth keyframe. Okay, now the next step, create a new solid, and we'll call this stars, and we'll choose effect, noise and grain, fractal noise. And if we bring the transform scale down and bring the contrast up and the brightness down, you can start seeing some stars. And, you know, depending on, you know, how many you want to see or all that, you can just kind of play with that. But that looks pretty good. And we'll take the stars, put it beneath the Earth. At this point in time where you see the Earth, then parent it to layer number 1. And that way, everything is connected for this great big zoom, as you see here. Okay, we can shut the eye off for the rotation null so that we don't see that. And the next step is to add a little bit of a camera shake, you know, as it's going through the wind and it's kind of this turbulent effect. So what we'll do is take our Earth zoom comp, drop it into a new composition, or nest it there. And what we're going to do is add a slider control, expression control, slider control. Then we'll hit P, bring up the position, Alt-click on the stopwatch, and then we're going to type wiggle 10, comma, this value, end parentheses. So it's going to wiggle 10 times a second for this amount of pixels. And the reason we set up the slider control is so that we can animate that. So just as it begins to turn, we're going to set the stopwatch at 0. Move forward a couple of seconds. We'll change it to about 10. Go forward to nearly the end of the animation. And if we hit U, and we'll set a keyframe. And then we'll move forward again and turn it down to 0. And if we just move these last two over a little bit, that way the bumpiness stops as the Earth is revealed. So we also see this little black fringe. So if we go to the effects and presets, we can type in motion tile and we'll drag that out. And this will let us extend the edges. And we'll turn on the mirror edges, output 120, output height 120. Now, another thing we could actually do is not turn the motion tile on, but instead turn on the continuous rasterization. And because the layer is actually larger, that will actually work well. So depending on which way renders faster for you, because when we turn on the motion blur, there's going to be some issues. So depending on what works best for you, I just do the motion tile, and that way I feel like it renders a little bit faster once we have the motion blur on. So okay, so you probably noticed that we kind of have an abrupt start and we have an abrupt ending. And that's because of the exponential scale. We can't affect the keyframes and make them smooth in and smooth out unless it's in a pre-comp like it is here. So what we're going to do is right-click on the layer, choose Time, Enable Time Remapping. And it's also from the layer menu if you're on After Effects 6.5. And what we're going to do is go to the point right when the keyframes end. And actually, there's a cool trick. If you go into the composition, find the keyframe that you want, then if we go back to the other comp, the current time indicator will be lined up exactly, because the comps automatically align time when you go back and forth between them. So if I go to the beginning here, you'll see I'm at the beginning. And if I go to the middle, you'll see I'm in the middle. Kind of a cool trick. And a good thing to know. So what I can do now is take these two time remap keyframes, select them, and hit F9. That way it slowly begins to animate, and then at the end it slowly comes to a nice stop. So that's definitely a good trick for this infinite zoom. Okay, time to make some clouds. So let's go back into the work comp and create a new solid. And we'll make it, I don't know, 1500 by 1500. Rather large. And we'll choose Effect, Noise and Grain, Fractal Noise. And change the fractal type to Dynamic. So it kind of looks like a puffy cloud, sort of. And bring the contrast up and the brightness down. Then if we change the transfer mode to screen, we can kind of see our clouds, and we'll change the transform scale up a little bit. Now, what we want to do is we want the clouds to be a little brighter, actually. So let's bring the contrast up. We want to find a hole in the clouds, like here, and offset that by grabbing this little controller and making it so that we can kind of see in the middle through that little hole in the clouds. And if we bring the brightness down just a little bit, we can sort of see that a little bit better. Okay, So now that we have our clouds ready, what we can do is set a keyframe for the scale, and we want to zoom this in so that it goes past the camera. So if you hold down shift, you can just scale it up. Then we'll move forward a little bit, and we'll scale this down, maybe to like 10. So it goes from here to here. Now we have the same problem where it's a little fast, so select the two keyframes, right click, and choose exponential scale. I know it's a little off the frame there, but if you choose keyframe assistance, exponential scale. Okay, so now if we look at this, we can sort of see what's going on. Now, we do want to link this layer, parent it to the rotation. And not to layer one, but just to the rotation so that it rotates as well. It stops zooming at this point. So what we need to do is fade it out. So if we select the layer, hit T, I'll fade it out over just a few frames here. Okay. And if we hit U, we can see all the animation. And also, we may want to just fade it in as well. So if we set it to zero, move forward, and the edges are a little sharp, obviously. So let's double click on the elliptical mask tool, hit MM, and we'll just feather it out some, and then bring the expansion inward, just like we had been doing previously. And you can also just distort the circle so that it's not just this perfect geometric shape. Okay, so now we have the clouds kind of come in, and what we can do then is duplicate the layer, edit, duplicate, offset the layer some, so that the layer kind of like clouds fly by and then more clouds, just like that. And if we change the evolution, we can actually get some different looking clouds as well. And let's go ahead and render this out. But before we do, let's turn on the motion blur. So if you hit F4, motion blur turns on. Turn the motion blur switch on for the comp. Of course, the sound effects you heard for the effect were from the Designer Sound Effects Collection, so be sure to check that out. I know a lot of you guys are really enjoying it, so I do appreciate the emails. Other than that, hey, I will see you guys next time. This is Andrew Kramer for VideoCopilot.net. Man, was that a long one or what? I need a break.